Hello, welcome back everyone to episode 3, My Hero Academia. I'm your host, Medina, of Garage Anime Reviews. And my special guest today here, Jay. How are you doing today, Jay?
What's up, guys? It's just Jay here. How you guys doing?
So, you were gonna say something? Okay. So, we just finished watching 3 episodes of My Hero Academia. Jay, what are your first impressions or any prior knowledge of anime that you have?
First impression was the colors. They actually used some pretty good colors for the show. There wasn't very many missing spots. There wasn't any colors that were too bright, too dark. I think they actually nailed it as far as colors go and the animation style, but I'll get into that in a little bit.
Okay. How was your day today?
It's alright. Woke up, had a very late breakfast at around 3 p.m. But until then, I was basically playing just Apex for a little bit and came here. That's about it.
Okay. Alright, so I'm going to discuss the first 3 episodes, but let's get right on it. So, My Hero Academia is an anime about heroes inspired by the West. So basically, you got your main protagonist, Deku, who wants to strive to be the best hero. And he looks up to a hero named All Might, which is one of the top... He's the top one, number one hero. So in the opening line, it begins with them saying that not all men are created equal. And everyone has different abilities and everyone has different powers to be, you know, to become the best. Do you have any thoughts about that, Jay?
My only thoughts was just from watching that first episode is they mentioned that not everyone is created equal because everyone has a different quirk or that translates to ability or power. Basically, that there was some kind of a mutation that started off with one person and then now... In their current present day in the anime, there's just these quirks or abilities, if you will. And some of them are stronger than others. Some are weaker. Some are actually pretty similar.
Yeah, like you do have like some wacky powers. Like it does introduce the classroom. Like you have someone with like a huge long neck, huge fingers. You have like someone pulling out their eyeballs, which... I thought it was kind of ridiculous, but kind of funny in a way, because it was like, what kind of powers are those?
Who the hell are you?
So the teacher explains like, oh, like looks like your test scores are pretty good, but like who cares? You guys all want to be heroes, so who cares if you do good in school or not? Because I know you guys all want to be heroes.
Ain't that the truth?
And then you got Bakugo coming in as his rival, saying that none of you guys can make it because I'm better than you guys, and you guys ain't shit. So everyone gets mad at this guy because he's kind of a jerk and no one kind of likes him because he's an egotistical
asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, let's see. What are your thoughts on the music? Let's start out with the opening theme song.
The opening theme song I thought was pretty cool. Definitely caught my attention right off the bat. Made me want to sing along even though I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, there's moments in Japanese openings where you just want to sing along to it. It's like in, like Naruto. And, you know, you got to do your DBZ. You got those intros that, you know, you lose your shit. Let's see. And throughout the anime, I could tell that they use the song You Say Run, which is another popular anime song that they use. For memes and for other things, I think that's pretty funny. Okay, so let's get to the characters. What do you think about Deku?
First impression, I'll put it blunt. He came off pretty weak, very helpless and defenseless, pretty much. But he seemed very determined. For someone who doesn't have abilities.
Yeah. He does kind of cry a lot, which kind of It kind of throws him off, but I mean, you're rooting for this guy. Like you still root for this guy. Like
underdog.
He's an underdog. Like other shonen, you know, you got Goku. He wants to be the best fighter. Naruto. He wants to be the best Hokage, the best ninja. You got One Piece. He wants to be the Pirate King. You know, or we can go on Fairy Tail, the Wizard King, or whatever. So. Moving on, what do you think about Bakugo?
Bakugo reminds me of Vegeta as a kid. Very straightforward, total asshole. But something about this guy will just have you on his side somehow, I don't know. But it's one of those unique characters, I guess.
Okay. Let's see. Where do we go from here? What about All Might? What is your knowledge with All Might?
Well, All Might is definitely one of the he's a weird one. He's one of those main characters that hardly shows up in the anime until later.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. A lot of people kind of compare him to like Johnny Bravo.
Who the fuck?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, okay, let's get to the most serious character. What do you think about Deku's mom?
Great in the opening, and next episode or later that same episode, the fuck.
Yeah, complete dump truck. Like not in a good way. Like just like dump fire. Like I don't know.
Kill it with fire.
Yeah, I don't know what they did. Like at first she was like. Very, very attractive, very hot.
Very oof, and now yeah. Very, oh god, no.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't even know what to say that, but like, I guess people age. I don't even know what.
I don't know, age didn't really seem to benefit her, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And she could still get it. Anyways, any minor details you want to talk about this anime, like that you really liked or you really didn't like, things that caught your attention or didn't really much catch your attention.
It's very rare that I find an anime that doesn't catch my attention on most things, but this one did a good job. The music was good. The animation style was different for sure from what I'm used to, anyways. And for that, it was a plus. That's a plus for sure.
Yeah. Music.
Was definitely fire.
Yeah, I agree that they don't like when an anime has great music, it just makes you more invested to the anime, even greater. Like they know when to time the music with the action scene, or how dramatic do they want to make a scene. Like moving on, we got another like slime hero. He catches Bakugo. And shit gets more intense. And Deku, with no powers, tries to save him regardless of having any powers. And, you know, that would be considered a heroic trope, you know? Even though Bakugo tells him, you know, like, hey, I don't need your fucking help. Whatever. But All Might sees that. And he thinks he has potential to become a hero. But he knows that he has no powers. So, later on, All Might tries to train him for, like, a good while. Like, so his mission was for him, I need you to clean up this beach. It's full of trash and lockers and chairs and lots of heavyweights.
Trucks, refrigerators.
Yeah. I think with this anime that they don't mess around when they... You could see the struggle that Deku's having. You could see the tears. You could see the sweat coming out. He is studying to become better, and he can relate to him in a personal level. I kind of consider, like, I think this anime is another one of those that, like, if you work out, you're gonna love this anime because it just pushes you to do better. Do you want to add anything to that? The next scene where Deku's training, like, how did that make you feel? How did that
it reminded me of middle school. Definitely was scrawny, kind of weak, definitely like him. So seeing him push himself is kind of like kind of what I did a little bit, trying to a lot more now. Definitely better than I used to be.
Yeah, it definitely puts like a tear in my eye seeing him get all muscular boy. Because you can see him at the end have his hero montage and he gets ripped, like hella ripped. In the next scene, he is ready to go, you know, to the first arc, which is basically him going to the college for heroes, where he meets another girl named Ochaka. Uraka. Yeah, Uraka, right?
Uraka.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting one to say.
Yeah, and he is drowsy beyond belief. He is fatigued. He is pushed to his limit. He is ready to knock out. You know, he basically trips. He trips, and this girl saves him, saying, hey, keep your head up and let's go. You know, wait to see you in the exams. So we see that they're in the meeting where we meet President Mike.
What was his name? I never caught him.
I think it's called President Mike, right?
President Mike, yes. That guy is definitely, he was my first character of interest, or COI, I guess.
I know you do a pretty good President Mike. Do you want to give our listeners your voice dub?
Well, let me see if I still got it. Alright, let me see. All I know is I better be getting paid extra for this. How y'all doing today?
So, what do you think about Uraka and President Mike?
Uraka, first impression, she seems very friendly. She seems not shy to use her quirk without permission, apparently.
Yeah, it's like she pretty much used her gravity powers.
Just Bob Daku from tripping on his dumbass feet.
I think at this point, I did really get interested at that point because this part makes you really wonder how many other powers people have, and that's what kind of made me stick with this anime is because like, oh damn, she has a power, you know, like at first I was like, what kind of power does she have? But like some sort of telekinetic, I don't even know. But I got so interested in this anime at this scene because I was knew that there was going to be more powers to come. President Mike, you know, he's just basically the narration of all this that's going on. You got Aizawa. Was it Aizawa?
I think that's his name, yeah.
Which is the guy with glasses?
The glasses, that should be Aizawa.
No. He doesn't come up yet. That is
glasses. Trying to remember which one you're talking about.
The one with glasses that basically calls him out.
Oh, what's his name? Dude that has super speed, right?
Yeah, Tenya or something. Yeah, Tenya Tensei or basically engine. Yeah.
Like Ida or something?
Ida, there we go. Ida. There we go. Yeah, he basically kind of stops Deku in his tracks saying that, like, hey, stop disturbing us. Some of us are trying to listen. Which he kind of comes out kind of an asshole, but, you know. You're still wondering, well, who's there, who's not. Okay, so I want to discuss more about the community and the fan base. Did you know that My Hero Academia has one of the most cancer fan bases in all of anime?
I did not, actually.
You did not know?
No.
Yeah. So I would say the mostly is because there's the fanship, there's the shipping toxicity of things that saying that who they want with who. That's like they're saying that
know your place.
They want to see Bakugo and Deku together.
Why?
That
is the most toxic relationship on the planet.
Because they are rivals and they should be together.
But it's toxic.
And like I said, I still love this anime, but like I said, the community also said, you know, some of them people are kind of say this is the best anime that they've seen. What do you have to say about that? For like the best anime?
I don't know about the best. I'll put it up there with like a top 20, I believe, but I wouldn't say the best, but a definite top 20. I'm going to say like high 10s.
Okay. Yeah, so so the community, which is known to be as Cancer, you know, you got So we've actually dove into My Hero. We just haven't seen it in a while, but we've watched all the movies in the theaters. We watched The Two Heroes, The Heroes Rising, I think. And that has one of the most beautiful animations that I've seen in anime work, along with Weathering With You. That's another good one. But I would say that's more like the hyper-realistic one. And this one is more, in the movies, they mess around with all the colors and a lot of over-the-top animation, you know. You have All Might changing the weather with one punch, you know. This is like surreal, like unreal things happening, you know.
That's the level of superpower that's going on, basically.
Yeah, that's the level of superpower that's going on.
And the level of confusion as to how somebody punched the weather and changed it.
Yeah. So, what do you know, because this is, like, there's spoilers alert, spoilers in this anime. Do you want to talk about anything else, any other scenes that you remember? Because we did watch the first three seasons. I know there's four seasons. I think there's four seasons out there. Yeah,
I think I
watched waiting on five seasons now.
I think I stopped about season 3.5. I watched, like, halfway through 3.
Okay.
Kind of stopped.
Okay.
But, I do like when Deku starts to figure out who he is and when he starts to gain better control of his newly acquired ability.
Yes, quirk. Yeah, you could see more later in the anime, like, and for the future and how it would have went. You know, Deku doesn't know his father, so people are still waiting to find out who his dad really is. That's kind of like the thing for the future. You know, people are wondering what answers, unless you watch the manga, which is a completely different story. But do you want to talk about, I know there was a one fight when All Might versus the Nomu. I think it was like when all the villains attacked.
They attacked UA.
Yeah.
They attacked a certain part of the school, and Nomu gave him a run for his money, had him on the ropes at one point. But All Might, being the Detroit smashing motherfucker he is,
yeah,
somehow pulled the win out of his ass.
Yeah. Do you think this, do you think My Hero could have done better in some parts more than others? Or, like, how would have you made this? If you were part of the writing team, how would have you designed something? What would you would have done different or kept?
From what I remember, I don't think I would have changed much. Although I think I did notice in some episodes, the quality of the anime dropped like a little bit. I'm not sure if maybe that's just me, but
it did drop a little bit. I could tell, yeah.
It dropped a little bit on some parts where they just went just straight the character and a big old black border outline. I'm just like, this is nothing like what season 1 and 2 were. Like, what happened?
Yeah, usually animes have a tendency, like, after a while, they kind of repeat. And, you know, that's a bad thing about My Hero is that every episode, they always repeat what happened in each episode, you know? It's like, oh, Deku is, he didn't have any quirk, but now he's getting a quirk. And he met a bunch of heroes. That's always how it starts in every episode. It's like yes, I know I've been watching this anime. Yes, it kind of gives it recaps too much to the point where it's wasting more time than it actually is focusing.
It starts to give me Naruto deja vu.
Yeah. That's what one downside I would say is like if you're already watching that far to the anime, I would suggest that like watch the episodes beforehand. Don't give us a recap because it's like they're trying to get a new audience for every episode, you know, which it shouldn't be like that, to be honest. It kind of just wastes time, and I just want to know what happens next. I think they're kind of assuming that the viewers are just don't know what this anime is, which, like, if they don't, then just, you know, start out from beginning to end. Too much recap, in my opinion.
Yeah, I understand why they do it, though. For people that are new and have jack shit clues as to what happened the last episode, that's what it's there for, but it's people that have been following it since it came out. It's kind of like, keep it minimal. Maybe like every, I don't know, 7 or 5 episodes do a recap.
Yeah.
But not like after every single one. It gets very annoying.
Yeah. I would say DBZ and Naruto does that. I'm just going to say that. Like, DBZ, but like they would say on the last time, you know, or like on the last time on DBZ or whatever. Or, you know, like at the end. But they didn't do it. They did it, but it was because, you know, it makes sense. It wasn't like 3 minutes long. This, like, DBZ did it for like 30 seconds and continued on.
My Hero does it for like about a minute or two, and it's kind of like, okay, we don't need to know like everyone's life story again.
Yeah. I'm gonna talk about also another about like something that shouldn't have been there. What do you think about the hero grape juice, Mineta?
Why the hell is Mineta a character? That's all I have to say.
Like, he's supposed to be comic relief or something, but he's like a...
I don't see it.
He's like just like a pervert in the anime that's like, he tries to be funny, which is more cringe than it actually is
good. He has his moments where it's like, oh, okay, that was actually pretty funny. Okay, now off screen you go kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember one time he was like talking about Froppy. You remember Froppy?
Oh boy, I don't think anyone can forget her.
Yeah, don't look up Rule 34.
You'll hate us later.
You'll hate us later. I mean, I think everyone who's listening to this podcast already knows. So,
y'all keep it that way.
Y'all need help. Y'all need help for all the weebs. What about, do you remember any other heroes that you want to just blow through over? Like, kind of, you have the guy with the big tail. It's kind of, do you think he's a pretty unique character or is just whatever?
Yes, if he wanted to, you can have 10 ears at once. Which is kind of scary.
Yeah. You got the can't stop twinkling guy, the French dude.
Can't stop twinkling.
Yeah.
Twinkle toes.
What do we think about that guy?
His flinch needs work. I feel like he's just, oh, I'm French. Kind of thing the whole time, and I'm like, okay, we get it, you're French.
Yeah. What about let's see. We are introduced later on to the teacher. People, a lot of girls like the teacher. I don't know, like there's like quite a few girls that like the character Aizawa. Do you remember Aizawa? Eraserhead or something like that?
Eraserhead, yes. Yeah. That guy is I liked him. He was pretty cool.
Okay, so what do you think about Aizawa?
Aizawa, I think he's one of the fan favorites, mostly for the ladies, I guess. I don't know.
For some reason.
For some goddamn reason.
He's just...
Lucky bastard.
He's just the edge, quiet dude. Who? I mean, I would say it would be Todoroki, the fire and ice dude, as well.
I love that place. Yeah, I got good food.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The Todoroki, the guy with, like, yeah.
Todoroki, he hates using his fire ability. He'd rather die than use it, but...
Yeah. And you got the number two hero, which is the competitor to All Might. What do you think about Endeavor? I know you saw a little bit of him. Do you remember him? Do you remember?
Yes. He is a big bulky motherfucker with a big old attitude.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, we covered some of the characters that I wanted to talk about. We talked about the community. We talked about the animation, the music. What do you think about the fight scenes? Do you think they're top tier? Do you think they're okay? Do you think they're like they're not as good? Do you think they could be better?
Let me see. On a scale from, I'm going to say on a scale from like 1 to 10, I'm going to give it a good like 7 or 8.
Yeah, I feel like this anime kind of like, it shows the fight, but not too long. Like, it shows some interesting strategies. Like, especially during the arcs, like the race, the tournament arc. What else was there? Yeah, like, there's a bunch of races that they like to do. Races. I think there was, like, a swimming competition is what it was once. And, like, it shows Deku strategically beating their ass. Shit like that.
He mutters a lot, but he comes up with good strategies, but his weakness that he needs to learn how to overcome if he's going to be the next big thing.
Yeah. So, top four people are, you know, this is the new era of anime. You got Boruto. You got My Hero. You got Black Clover. Do you think these new era animes have a stand, like, go head to head with the old anime and like in our time?
Yes and no. Yes, because they're more modern day. They have there's definitely more possibilities than there was back then, so they can feed off of literally anything that comes to mind. Back then, it's more of like, there was not that there was so much a limit, but there was only so many things they could think of. And as far as, like, software and stuff for them to make it goes, that was the best they can do with what they had, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say the same thing. Some of the new anime or the new era, I would say, doesn't feel as authentic. Because I feel like some of these feel like are just doing it for the money. And it's kind of like just a continuation story. Like, for Boruto, it's like, it's Naruto's kid, which is not really its own anime. It already has the legacy of already Naruto. Like, what Naruto has already established. Black Clover, I think it is, I talked about it in the last episode, saying that it's just way too rushed. They could have done it better, but they just rushed into it. My Hero Academia, I would say, goes along with it. It's, you know, they're starting to make fit, you know, actually, they're starting selling merchandise. They have movies. They have their own fan base. Could it be, is it toxic? Yes. Could be, but people don't care. They still want to see what goes on. It's a fun shonen anime where people can, you know, get motivated. I like to listen to the music when I work out in this anime. Do you want to summarize anything else about what you think and what you keep watching? What are your expectations with this anime?
Well, my expectation is that they make more episodes because it's actually interesting. As soon as you get to meet all the characters, pay attention to the background stories, their motives, and what they really want to aspire to be. So it'd be good to see where everything leads. If they have any loose ends to basically tie, they can do that too.
Yep. Okay. Well, it's gonna be a short episode today. Keep in touch for more Anchor podcasts. It's also gonna be on Spotify. Let me know. I've actually made an Instagram account called Garage Anime Reviews. So if you guys want to leave any comments, go to the Instagram Garage Anime Reviews, and reply. Just give me a message on what you would like to hear next. Also, if you haven't heard anything else, my friend Landra from Landra of Talks is also doing his own podcast about anime. I'm giving a quick shout out. I would say follow him as well. Well, there you have it, Jay. And it was nice having you on this podcast. Till next time, hopefully you join us for the next ones.
I'll do what I can where I can.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Stay safe.